435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. It's still a little toasty. And Friday, it appears as if we'll get a little bit of relief. We'll only have daytime highs up around 75, 76, which will be nice for a day or two, and then we'll be back into it next week. But is what it is, right? It's Central Virginia. It is summertime, and this is what we do. We would love, just so you know, from the bottom of my heart, I would love to have a chat with Abigail Spamberger, Ghazala Hashmi, Jay Jones, but their responses, I guess when we don't hear the phone ringing, that's them, right, Germ? That would be them not returning the calls, but what are you going to do? The other side of the aisle, much more receptive. Look, I love Virginia. I have learned to love Virginia, and I want the very best for my beloved Commonwealth. And John Reed, who, of course, dear friend for many, many years, used to host Richmond's Morning News. He is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, is joining us. I want to get an update as we get closer and closer to Election Day. John, thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. I'm calling you from Henrico County for once. I slept in my own bed last night and was up working at my own desk this morning instead of driving all over the place. So this is a rare pit stop here.
Wow.
With all the travel.
Wow. Well, that's great. I mean, a little laundry, get to pet the dog, see if you remember your address, you know, all that good stuff.
And go open the mailbox and see all the bills stacked up inside. That was the highlight of the afternoon.
I'll bet. Well, some things never change, but you are crisscrossing this state like nobody's business. And you issued, I thought, a pretty direct invitation or challenge, depending on which way you want to phrase it, to your Democrat opponent, State Senator Ghazala Hashmi. If you would, remind everybody what that was and let us know if you've heard anything.
Well, it's been a full month and still no word. I have heard through the grapevine that she has told other people that if someone creates an opportunity, she will consider it. Well, you know, it kind of takes two to tango. I offered to appear on any stage anywhere for 10 different debates, two in each region of the state. So it's not just the same blah, blah, blah. We actually get into the details of what matters in Southside, what matters in Southwest, which is probably, let's be honest, different from what would be discussed in Arlington and Alexandria or in Richmond City or Virginia Beach. And there's just no interest. And I got to tell you, I think Ghazala Hashmi's plan is to ride this one out and pretend she's Joe Biden and only talk to friendly faces and not answer any questions. Unfortunately, she got such a terrible record in the Senate, and she's such an extremist, such a radical, that I'm not going to let her get away with that. That's not going to work with me.
Talk about her record for a second. I mean, I want to talk about your record and your plan and everything else, but just so everybody knows, because, again, we haven't gotten a response from her. We don't really know anything except, I mean, the image that stays with me, John, is her outside of the church screaming and carrying on like a six-year-old, haranguing Governor Youngkin, but she did some terrible things in the state Senate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, in 2022... Governor Youngkin did what I think every parent in Virginia wanted, which was to say you at least got to notify the parents on sexually explicit school materials.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how we've gotten to the point where, other than basic sex education, we're even discussing this on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
But Senator Hashmi opposed Governor Youngkin on that. She opposed bills prohibiting the notifications about explicit content in school materials over and over and over again. Every time it came up, she was one of the people that opposed the bills that would prohibited school mask mandates and requiring the parental notifications about that. She is one of the people who has said that instead of calling mothers, we should call them birthing persons. I mean, time and time again, this lady has been on the wrong side of just about every issue. And I'm finding as I travel the state, because I'm actually doing the work to try to prove that I'm want to be lieutenant governor and am willing to interact with people, even some who disagree with me, I'm finding that people who are a little left of center think she is so far to the left that they're not on board with that. I don't know what they're going to do about the other races, but they are not on board with this stuff.
Wow. Wow. John Reed is joining us. John, of course, formerly award-winning host here at WRVA, Richmond's Morning News, now the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. John, what are your plans moving forward in terms of policy? We know where your opponents are wrong. Tell me about what you've got planned that's right.
Yeah, well, I hope everybody's following me on Facebook because I'm posting the policy pronouncements there. I've started a Substack called The Reed Revolution, where once a week I'm going to articulate a new policy position. I hope people will read it. And I have tried to make sure that it's articulated in a way that even if you're not somebody who reads legislation and you don't read all these journals of public policy, you can get what we're trying to express. And so I've talked about child care. I've talked about education. This week, I'm going to talk about expanding the workforce in Virginia. And as I talked to people over the last couple of months, I found that a lot of folks show up and then they're prohibited from getting work because the license they have somewhere else doesn't translate to Virginia. And then they have to go through this entire rigmarole to make this work in Virginia. And I think we need to streamline that so that we can get people working in Virginia. I think we've got to invest not just in basic education that prepares people for college, but as more and more people decide that, you know, maybe underwater lesbian basket weaving is not a great degree for them to have, maybe these trade schools need to be front and center. Yep. Because as AI takes over a lot of the things that we have been doing for years, it kind of worries me as a talk show host, as a writer. Maybe it does you too.
Yep.
I think a lot of people are going to go, hey, somebody's always got to repair the equipment. Someone's always going to have to re-roof the house. Someone's always going to have to lay the pipe to run the facilities in a building or in a home. And those skills are going to be more and more valuable. Maybe we should make sure that those opportunities for training are regularly available to Virginians instead of the calibration that's been in place for a few decades. So tomorrow I'll be unveiling this workforce freedom agenda. And I think it's going to get people talking. I promise you that.
So where do people find that again?
Well, I'll post it on my Facebook page, John Reed for Lieutenant Governor. I have started a Substack, and it's kind of where writers and thinkers go to lay out their plans. Mm-hmm. And you can find it. It's called The Reed Revolution.
Okay.
And then, of course, I'm on Twitter as well. So I try to cross promote all of these things so that everybody can see what I'm talking about.
I love the whole idea, but John Reed is joining us. John, one of the things that I always ask you to talk about is the need for finance. I mean, you got to pay the bills. You've got to get signs and all the rest of this stuff. It just seems like that is a never-ending situation for anybody who is an active candidate who doesn't come from some gigantic trust fund. So for those of us who believe in you, believe in your message, believe in the issues, how do we help?
Well, I really appreciate you mentioning it because I'm just getting clocked when it comes to the money. These Democrats are funneling in money from California and New York. So many people who listen to you in the afternoon, Jeff, have already gone to johnreedforvirginia.com and have made a donation. I mean, you know, the campaign is going to be over on November the 4th,
right, so
of this year. So we've got a couple of more months left. Even if someone was willing to commit $25 per month into November, that would help me. That way I can build a budget that's based on money that I know is coming in.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to find George Soros's son who's going to funnel me $1 million or,
right,
you know, some big left wing billionaire who's going to decide, hey, John Reed is my guy, because I'm not. I'm kind of the reasonable and rational and fair guy. I'm not a left wing radical. And most of those billionaires, oddly enough, they're going with the radicalism of the modern Democrat Party. And I just don't think that's where most workers are here. I don't think that's where most families are. you know, even in Northern Virginia, when they read about the trans issues and the, you know, ignoring the fact that there's a grown man, you know, forgive me for putting it this way, with an erection in a gym locker room with women present, and no one wants to do anything about it. Most people just don't buy into that. And
that's right.
If you want to, if you want rational, decent leadership, you got to take a look at the entire Republican ticket. And I hope you will look at me, because I'm not putting up with it.
Yeah. Well, you're not. I mean, you've always been very upfront, very honest about all of these issues. And what about solicitation? And the reason I ask you this is that in the last week, I got mailings from Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, Attorney General Jason Biaries, asking me for money. Will I be getting something from John Reed, or is the best way for everybody who wants to help support you simply to go to the website?
The best way is to go to the website. You know, there is a huge cost to every time you put a mailer through the Postal Service. And if it's two or three pages, I have a renewed appreciation for the cost of this stuff. I mean, it just breaks the bank. And unfortunately, I'm not rolling like that. So I've got to make every dollar count. And I do want to tell people who've been nice enough to donate to me, I'm trying to be very frugal and cautious with that money. You know, I'm not, you know, this is the first year, seriously, Jeff, that I haven't been on one of those crazy trips that I love taking so much, which really kind of keep my spirit going. And I learn a lot, because I'm 100% focused on Virginia this year and trying to save my home state from this insanity.
Well, we are happy to hear that. Even though the souvenirs might not be quite as interesting this time, I am happy to hear that. What about signs? This is another issue, because people continually ask me, hey, Jeff, can I get a John Reed sign? And I said, you know, I don't honestly know, because I'm pretty sure my request is ahead of yours, but I'll ask for both of us. Are we getting more signs, or are we focused in a slightly different? Okay. Okay.
No, they're coming. I've got an order of 3,000 of them, and you know they cost about $5 a piece.
Wow.
I've got an order of 3,000 that are on the way, and I'm going to try to, you know, divvy those up across the state.
Okay.
To make sure that people know that I'm in this, and I'm so appreciative that people want them. But let me tell you, there is now a spot on the website, johnreedforvirginia.com, that has a store. And if you really want that sign, man, there is, you can order the sign right there, and they will print it and send it to you just for you. So you don't even have to wait for me if that's something you'd like to do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's I'm glad to hear that. That is a good option as well. John, I always appreciate you being here. I appreciate, as an adopted or grafted in Virginian, I appreciate what you stand for. I appreciate the fact that you continue to traverse my beloved Commonwealth here and do your best to save it from the crazy people. And
to help Virginians.
Yes.
I mean, we were in Daint, where they just got flooded out, and we took a 15-foot trailer full of supplies. And, you know, some media showed up, and I was appreciative of that. But the main thing was to show people in Southwest, we haven't forgotten about you. And it was a lot of WRVA listeners who helped fill that trailer, just like you all did last year when the same thing happened in Damascus.
That's
so, I, you know, I hope people will pay attention. In my opinion, that's the kind of leadership you need. Somebody's willing to get on the ground, not just for the festivals and the fun, but also when there's a problem that needs to be solved. And I hope I'm proving that.
You absolutely are. One more time, John, give everybody that website so they can help out. They can order a sign to be printed if they want that. They can just make a donation, sign up to get your mailings. What is the website one more time?
It is johnreedforvirginia.com, all spelled out, R-E-I-D-F-O-R, Virginia, johnreedforvirginia.com. And I really always appreciate the chance to talk to you. And at some point, you and I have to catch up. Maybe we go to Jake's place and have a lunch together. I'd like to do that.
That That sounds great. I am always available for you. I want you to do me one favor, and that is to hug your mom. Mrs. Reed now has permission to vote for the Jeff Katz Show, as you know, for the...
We're voting every day. Every day, Jeff.
You are a good man, sir. We love you. We'll talk to you soon. That is my friend, and hopefully very soon, my Lieutenant Governor, John Reed. Make sure that you are checking out that website, johnreedforvirginia.com. Now, tomorrow morning... Rich Herrera, who I'm happy to say, has become a friend. I think he's doing a fine job as the host of Richmond's Morning News. Some pretty big shoes to step into. But he's got another friend. You know, this is what I love about Central Virginia. Everybody gets to know everybody. Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard is going to join Rich tomorrow. And I want to make sure you're tuned in for that. I know I've got the time here, right? Yeah, 6:30 in the morning. He'll be talking about ICE at the Chesterfield County Courthouse. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. On Wednesday, we are just about 10 minutes away from Congressman Rob Whitman joining us. I happen to think the world of Rob Whitman. You know that already. He does a fantastic job of representing the 1st District here in our beloved Commonwealth. He'll be with us because earlier this morning on Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera, we had Congresswoman Jennifer McClellan, and she is just flinging stuff. I was going to say left and right and center, but it's mainly left. In fact, it's all left. Trashing ICE, trashing law enforcement. I have a feeling Congressman Rob Whitman will have a thing or two to say about that. He'll join us at 5:05. It is 4:55. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.